All right. And it's time for a little fun with real audio here.
Yes, it is. Now, we've had a couple of instances with some of our play-by-play guys, the local play-by-play guys. One, Steve Busby for the Rangers, who does, of course, television. And then Dave Strader, our new guy who does play-by-play for the Stars. And they got caught in the awful Peanuts penis vortex, which is tough to do. Now, Buzz, to me, is the much funnier one, but they both have their merits. This is, of course, Steve Busby.
Folks, we'd like to invite you to watch Chevy Hometown Kids every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock right here on Fox Sports Southwest, where it's not about the score, it's about the experience. Well, man's having quite an experience with the penis. Yeah, that, I'm done with that one. Give me some more. So the Rangers come to bat here.
What was the last part? He's done with that. Time to get some more.
Yeah,
his experience with the penis.
Or give me some more. Okay, who says? That's another thing that I never noticed about that one is. So he's saying the peanuts.
The peanuts.
Who says the? Who puts the in front of peanuts?
They're just peanuts, not the peanuts.
Was he? Maybe he was really saying penis.
No, he wasn't.
He wouldn't dare.
Who says the peanuts?
I don't know. I've never noticed that before.
Even when you ask your buddy at a baseball game, can I have some of those peanuts? You don't
can
say,
I have some of the peanuts?
Can I have the peanuts? I don't know. It just sounds weird.
Anyway.
Well, that was wonderful. And then, of course, a couple of weeks ago, we had Dave Strader's entry.
Charlie Brown and the gang join us here tonight in Toronto. Don't miss the Peanuts movie opening in theaters on Friday, November 6th. Dave Strader back along with Daryl Ray. You know, you look at most of the...
Again, it's so easy if you are a broadcaster or a newscaster to separate those two. All you have to do is say peanuts.
Not peanuts.
No. Peanuts.
The Peanuts movie.
Peanuts. Is that a Southern thing?
And the T gets lost.
Is it a Southern thing?
No, it's a Northern thing.
No. What I'm saying is what the peanuts.
Peanuts,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a Southern thing.
It is.
Thing.
So yes. In the North, if I go up to New York, or Danny, you go up to see your family in Maine, they will say peanuts.
Okay, Maine.
Or, yeah. I mean, Massachusetts?
Yeah, peanuts.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Peanuts.
Pecans. Peanuts.
And down here, it's pecans and peanuts.
That's right.
I mean, I like that better.
I do, too. I don't like... Pecan for real?
Pecan.
That's what they call a pecan?
Pecans.
Yeah.
Man.
Yay.
Pecans.
Stay out of Texas, man. Dude. Well, they're not the only ones that have done this. There are a couple of examples that I found from newscasters who did the exact same thing. We'll start with a man, oddly enough, named Alan Wang, who worked for the ABC network. And was doing a news story on a Peanuts museum, the TV show Peanuts.
The comic strip Peanuts is celebrating its 60th anniversary today in a very big way at the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C., and also at the Peanuts Museum in Santa Rosa.
The Peanuts Museum?
So he gets it right. He gets it right out of the chute, barely. But then it's just the Peanuts Museum.
The comic strip Peanuts is celebrating its 60th anniversary today in a very big way at the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C., and also at the Peanuts Museum in Santa Rosa. ABC.
And on an unrelated note.
So then people are going to the internet looking for Santa Rosa Peanuts Museum.
Well, if they have one of those, it could very well be close by.
True.
And then there's...
I think that guy used to work for Fox 4.
In town?
Yeah.
Alan Wang?
Yeah, Wong.
Wong.
Yeah.
Chen Ming Wang.
All right, so here is a woman on CNN. There are so many funny parts to this. This is a woman named Zane Vergie, who is very British, and she is trying to describe an incident that took place, or I guess a... when you serve peanuts on a plane, a story revolving around that, and she gets really confused. But listen to Wolf Blitzer at the end.
What do you have? Wolf peanuts are now on Northwest Airlines' snack menu, and travelers with allergies are flooding the carrier with complaints about the change. Northwest began serving peanuts this month as its merger partner, Atlanta-based Delta Airlines, has done for years. Georgia is the top peanut-producing state in the country. Delta says that it will make seating and service accommodations for peanut-allergic passengers. Wolf?
Thank you, Zane, for that.
I think I'd like to avoid that airline.
Thank
and
you.
What's for dinner tonight?
Thank you, Zane, for that. All right, one more time from old Zane.
Zane, what do you have?
Well, peanuts are now on Northwest Airlines.
She got it right the first time.
Nailed it.
Peanuts.
Airline snack menu, and travelers with allergies are flooding the carrier with complaints about the change. Northwest began serving peanuts this month as its merger partner, Atlanta-based Delta Airlines, has done for years. Georgia is the top peanut-producing state in the country. Delta says that it will make seating and service accommodations for peanut-allergic passengers.
God.
Wolf?
Thank you, Zane, for that.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Zane, for that.
Georgia is the top penis-producing state that we have. Well, I want to go there.
We've known that.
I want to live there.
Never be able to hear that word the same way again.
No, all you have to do is just slow it down.
Penis.
Separate the two. Be very southern about it and say peanut. It's really, really simple. Don't rush your words. All right, let's get to... figure out whether or not you were drunk yesterday, Mike. Many, many people claiming that you were. You may have been. You may have had some.
Very well have been.
Go in there and drink 60 shots of beer. Let's see what you got.
How many?
You may have had.
How many?
You may have had a few cocktails before the show started.
Might have.
And
it happens.
Quickly huge.
It all started with you trying to tell everybody where we were. We were up in Flower Mound at the 18-8 Fine Men's Salon.
Coming up here in just a little bit, we'll have more College Football Tuesday. Right now, though, from out here at the 18-8 Fine Men's Salons in Flower Mound.
Flower
located
Mound.
At, let's see. $22.99, is that it?
$24.99
and 407.
Justin. Yeah.
Is that 407 or not?
I don't think so, but.
Okay, Justin then. And I think we're on the northwest corner or northeast corner.
I don't know.
God.
Before you get to downtown, how Chad Curtis was that whole thing?
Well, we got our signals crossed a little bit.
The whole damn thing.
I don't know what to say. All I can tell you is this. Number one, 407 is Justin. We have since determined that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, every time I go up in that part of the world, I get so turned around on all those roads that are mainly numbers instead of, you know, normally named streets. It's not even funny. And I don't know which way I was going. And number three, I thought I had the quadrant right, and I was going to at least be able to give people that.
No.
But then I looked out there at it, and I quickly realized that I had no idea where I was.
Yeah, the give up was really funny on that, too. Then you had trouble with, again, I got a tricky name, but you had a lot of trouble with it.
He was the entertainment for the Super Bowl media party.
I'll never forget.
And I was all ready to watch him, and I wanted Corby to watch him.
God.
I wanted Cobry to watch him.
Cobry? You said it wrong. Cobry.
I've called you that before, though, haven't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, but yes. you literally Cobry. Forgot my name in mid-sentence. That's what happened.
He was the entertainment for the Super Bowl media party.
I'll never forget.
And I was all ready to watch him, and I wanted Corby to watch him.
God.
I wanted Corby to watch him.
Corby, you said it wrong.
That's your fault for always calling me Cobra and then trying to mix in Corby. And
yeah, I know. Corby. I know.
Corby.
Corby.
And then, I can't offer up any rationale for that one.
Do we have time for the unfortunate joke?
Yeah, I texted Coach and told him we were running late.
Okay. All right. So,
quickly.
We also did a story in E! News about the super Star Wars fan from Spring, Texas, who had terminal cancer that J.J. Abrams found out about this. There was a big rally to allow this guy to watch the final watch the new Star Wars, even though it comes out in a month. They knew that he wasn't going to make it. He was terminally ill. He was a huge fan, so they let him watch the movie. So we're doing this story because the guy just died. He got to watch the movie last week, and he just died yesterday. And then Mike.
The new installment before he died, I think it was last week that he actually watched it, and he just passed away yesterday.
Star Wars.
That's all you have to add?
I was thinking, wouldn't it be funny if, you know, he got the copy of the movie and said, "Hey, I'm not really sick."
Yeah, well, he died, so he was sick. Actually, Mike.
A wife lost her devoted husband, Mike.
Right.
It's really not a time for, I don't know.
Bad jokes?
Yeah, it's not amateur hour at the improv.
Yeah.
He's still laughing.
Laughing at himself.
The worst part is him at the beginning, out of nowhere, going, "Star Wars.
Star Wars."
Before he died, I think it was last week that he actually watched it, and he just passed away yesterday.
Star Wars.
What is that?
That's all you have to add?
I don't know.
I was thinking, wouldn't it be funny if, you know, he got the copy of the movie and said, "Hey, I'm not really sick."
Yeah, well, he died, so he was.
It's my favorite. Well, you know, he died.
Star Wars.
Coach is going to be so mad at you
for
that.
Oh, God. You were drunk. You were full-on drunk yesterday.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Need more drunk.
Wouldn't be the first time. All right, the coach.